3520 Broadway, and 1500 North 12th Street. The Liquor Booth, where it's always happy hour.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Daily Muddy. I'm Ashley Conrad. Joining me today, I have the pleasure of sitting down with Alicia Tooley and Tammy Orr, and you fine ladies are from Hannibal Regional Hospital, here to talk about Nurses Week, right?
Yeah.
So we all know that, I think everyone in the healthcare facility, or you know, in that industry and in every healthcare facility, they're just rock stars, because I myself can't do it. I was just talking to you about, I love what we call now frontline workers, right? Essential workers. I can't do it mainly because I can't inflict pain, okay? Right? And I'm not saying that you guys are hurting everybody, but it's like, I can't do it. My entire family is in healthcare and I just have the utmost respect for you. So when we're here talking about Nurses Week, I consider myself really blessed to sit down and talk with you gals. So when did Nurses Week, how did that originate?
Okay, so I can give you information about that. So in 1982, President Reagan signed a proclamation for National Recognition Day for Nurses.
Okay.
And that was to be on May the 6th. So that's when Nurses Week really starts. And then it usually runs through May the 12th, Florence Nightingale's birthday.
Isn't that interesting? I didn't know that. So for those, maybe people don't know who Florence Nightingale was. Who was she,
so
right?
She was really the founder of nursing. So, you know, she really had the first hospitals, kind of contributed to a lot of the quality things that we still work on today, and just the nursing process, infection.
And her birthday is the 12th.
So it rolls through from the 6th through the 12th.
6th through the 12th, culminating on her birthday.
Yes.
And you always do something. I mean, so Nurses Week has been a celebration for a long time, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you mark it with a lot of good food. This is just from my experience, right?
Experience.
Yeah.
Always good food.
Yes. And it's just a way to kind of come together to celebrate, I think, within your facility, but also so people can kind of have the opportunity to get to know what nurses do, right? And it takes a special person to be in healthcare and to be a nurse. And so you're an RN. You're both RNs. You're in surgery and you're in informatics, right? Mm-hmm. And so each level of care, you have to have that one person who really does give a damn. Right? In advocating for your customers. And that is what makes a good nurse, right?
And that's what's great about nursing. Like, you can get into so many different fields and, you know, bedside nursing might not be for you, but neither may IT nursing be for you.
Right.
And so you can find what works with you so you can give the best care that you can to your patients.
Right.
And that's honestly what Florence Nightingale was about, was the art of nursing and being able to give your best to that patient.
Yeah. It's really, really cool. So one new thing that you're doing this year, which is awesome, and did you come up with this? This is
She did.
She's being modest. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So because one of the things that you want to do is make people aware of Nurses Week and what you do. So what was your brainchild this year?
So the American Nursing Association came up with an idea to light up America to support nurses, and I thought, wonder about the bridge. Could I get the bridge lit up for nurses?
Heck
so,
yeah.
So I contacted the mayor's office and got an email back, and they said, sure, we can light up the bridge.
Yes.
So when you see the bridge lit up between May the 6th and 12th, that's for nurses.
Now, what color will it be? Do we know?
It's going to be green.
Green?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
For the scrub, I was like, okay.
That's our favorite color,
yes,
too.
Yes. Now I'm getting it. That
isn't really an official nurse color.
There, so. I wondered. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's just really cool. I'm glad that, because we light up the bridge. I mean, people can crap about the lights however they want, but they're there. Let's use them to promote positivity, which
absolutely.
I think, yeah, Nurses Week is
so
definitely.
So when my nurse friends see the bridge lit up, I'm thinking of all of them.
Yes. That is amazing. I love it. So aside from the good food, the carry-ins, the celebrations, you have the bridge. And so we talked about, you know, essential. So, you know, we're not going to throw COVID, but it was a huge transformative moment for nursing, right? And I'm sure not just Hannibal Regional, bless. I mean, every healthcare facility everywhere went through just a transformation, right? So you went from being essential workers to, hey, if you don't have this specific mandate, you're no longer essential, to now you're trying to build that back, right? So your job is, it's I don't want to say impossible, but you have so many hurdles to jump anyway. And now you have, you know, you're trying to build back the staff that's necessary to advocate for these patients in the best way possible. So how do you think that, maybe we don't even have to tie Nurses Week in, but, you know, not necessarily even your facility, but how do you think that hospitals are doing bringing those people back and the schooling that's necessary for nursing and tying those two together? Any idea?
So a lot of facilities, and not just ours, are going out into the high schools and they're going out into the colleges and they're kind of putting it in front of them. Like, there are so many different opportunities for you when you get into nursing, whether, like I mentioned, whether it be from informatics, surgery nurse, bedside nursing, you have management, you have
school nursing, yes, long-term care.
Yeah, they're everywhere.
Education.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of
and there's different. There's different steps into nursing, and that's one thing I have seen facilities across the country be starting is looking at different entry-level nursing, whether you have CNA, LPN, patient care tech. Like, there's different steps that you can get before you actually maybe get that registered nurse degree.
Sure. And it's a good thing that there's steps because it kind of baby steps you into, I guess, to see if you're A, cut out for it and it's something that you love to do, right?
Yeah.
Because nursing school, I know, so we were talking about this a little bit before, their job security is absolutely one of the positives with, you know, when you're thinking about nursing. But it's not for everybody. Like I said, it's definitely not for me. And the schooling is, it's tough.
Yeah.
So I know that when you get into nursing, and maybe you can tell me a little bit more about this, you know, one of the positives is, oh, well, I can get this certificate or degree within a couple of years. And that is, it's a drawing, right? It draws people to nursing. Then you get in there and you're like, oh my God, I don't know. I don't know if I can do this. So, but then you go into like clinicals and, you know, I think you can get as far as you want and you can keep going as for a really long time, right? Certifications and, right, and degrees continue to like.
You can. In yeah, every department that you work in, there is usually a certification. And like you mentioned, nursing truly is a passion.
Yeah.
And you have to have that passion. And if you do, then there are, it opens a whole range of doors for you.
Yeah. Very cool. Well, so if someone were interested in learning more about careers at Hannibal Regional, where would they go? They go to your website?
Our website.
Okay,
yep.
Cool. So I'm sure you would recommend people going to nursing, right?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
I tell them it's hard.
It is hard.
But it's a good profession.
And it's rewarding.
Yeah.
Like, I have a list of patients that I still remember from when I first started. A couple of them I drive by their house every day, and I think about the interactions we had, the care I was able to give them. They've since passed on, but those are memories that I get to keep with me. So,
yeah, I
love it. And you meet a lot of really good nurses,
yeah,
through the years too. So
it's kind of like this huge family, right? And you go somewhere, you're like, oh, I'm a nurse, and then you start having these weird conversations at the dinner table where you guys are talking about things that nobody else, everybody else is like, ew, really? That's my family anyway. I'm like, right, come on, guys. But no, I think what you guys are doing is outstanding. You definitely are essential. You definitely are frontline.
Yeah.
I thank you for everything you do. And May 6th through the 12th, I'll definitely be celebrating you. And hope you celebrate yourselves. And thank you,
shine
ladies.
Shine the light.
Yeah, shine the light. Yeah, so if businesses want to get involved in that, where would they go? They just go.
So the ANA is hashtag nurses light up the sky.
Okay.
So you could put a, you know, picture of your favorite nurse on there.
Yeah. I love it.
Put a picture of the bridge.
Or
on
just
there.
Light up your building.
I light up your building. Yeah.
We thought about the lighthouse.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. Very cool. Possibilities are endless.
Yes, it is.
I love
they
it.
Are.
Ladies, thank you so much. I appreciate everything you do. Keep being wonderful and, celebrate.
Thank you.
Celebrate the way you should, May 6th through the 12th. I appreciate it. Nurses Week. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks all for
right,
having us.
Of course. Coming up next, Britt B. and Ash C. and Coffee Talk. Stay tuned.
Instant Replay is your local sports bar. With 18 big screen TVs, we have all the sports packages from college games to pro games. We offer daily drink specials and come check out the bullpen, our newly renovated beer garden. Instant Replay, 2739 Chestnut in Quincy.
The Tower, a great place to meet and eat. But did you know the Tower has one of the finest drink selections in our area? Along with its incredible Mexican menu, the Tower specializes in tequilas for every taste. Names like Patron, Cabo Wabo, and Hornitos. And don't forget the margaritas. On Mondays and Tuesdays, stop by and pick up a single topping pizza and get Tower margaritas to go. Enjoy the Tower at home or in our dining room, bar area, or the Tower's signature climate-controlled porch. The Tower Pizza and Mexican in Quincy.
Welcome to the Abbey, a Quincy tradition.
With 6 big screens, a new larger kitchen, and now more seating capacity, the Abbey is the place to be before, during, and after the big game. Come enjoy fan favorite appetizers, steaks, burgers, and a variety of daily food and drink specials. Can't join us? Carryout is available too. Now with a convenient drive-up window to better serve you. 1736 Spring in Quincy. Opens at 3 p.m. Tuesday through Sunday.
Come join all your friends at the Abbey, a Quincy tradition.
Kelly's has been a fun place to eat and drink in Quincy since 1982. A fun and friendly atmosphere, food with flavor, homemade cinnamon rolls, and famous cheese soup, the best menu in town. Kelly's, 2902 Broadway, Quincy.
Are you looking for the perfect venue for your next special event? Check out Utopia Event Center.
Utopia has a large banquet room and an awesome bar area, perfect for anything from birthday parties to formal corporate meetings. It also offers a photo booth, stage for a DJ or a live band, and a fully stocked bar, all for only $300. Check us out at utopiaeventcenter.com or call Barn at 217-430-6559 for more information. Utopia Event Center, 900 North 12th Street in Quincy.
And welcome back. Now it's time for Coffee Talk with Ashley. And what's up, Brit B?
Hi, how are you?
Oh, fantastic. So I walk in and my previous interview was with nurses and they're dressed up, of course, and one's in scrubs. And I was like, oh, I feel really underdressed. But there's a reason I'm wearing this, even though it's the wrong sport. Thank you for pointing that out, Robert.
It's the reason why I'm wearing these colors, too.
Is it?
Because well, no,
I was going to say, you're so full of it. But so the news broke today about the new coach at QU, right? The basketball. And it's Coach Brad Hoyt. And I don't know him personally, but I do know that he is a really respected and well-loved individual in the community. Although he, you know, John Wood now has to find a new coach, as you guys pointed out. I love, so I went to John Wood and QU, so I love kind of the
intermingling.
Yeah, the intermingle and the small town feel. And, you know, I think that was a really good call. And QU's lucky to have him, and he's lucky to have QU. So,
congratulations.
I thought it was a really cool announcement.
And he's the basketball.
He's basketball, not football. Yeah, he's basketball. Sorry. But congratulations to Coach Hoyt and to QU. I thought that was really cool. Also, I wasn't quite sure what to wear to kind of rep the grandma stabber, right? What
I know.
Wear to talk about that. So
Alleged.
Sorry. So I'm not saying, I didn't say his name. He's alleged. And Bob's walking out of the room. No. So listen. Innocent until proven guilty. I do firmly stand by that because it is a pillar of our American justice system. But to read that, I was like, holy shit.
Yeah.
Like, this
just walked on up and this was according to...
Allegedly. You know, word on the street is this gal who's 77, right? 70-something was...
Strong, too.
Damn, right? Minding her business, she the gentleman, whoever did the stabbing, asked how her day was going. And, you know, I think they just exchanged platitudes. And then he just started stabbing her and then left.
Hello, how do you do?
Right? Stab, 11 times. And then left and came back. And while she was down, kicked her.
What?
Yeah. This is, okay. This is alleged. Word on the street. Alleged, right? Then said badass grandma gets up and drives herself to the hospital.
I know. That was part of the story. And that actually happened.
Yeah. That's and look, it sounds like I'm maybe making light. I'm not. I know this is insane and just, you know, but the way that this played out is it's just hard to believe. It's hard to wrap
around. It sounds
like
it's something off of a TV show. Like, it's almost unbelievable.
Yeah. Like, especially in Quincy. Come on.
I know.
Like, I just can't even imagine. And I definitely wouldn't be able to drive myself to the hospital. I would just probably be like, I'm just going to die,
It is unbelievable. And that's, especially for Quincy.
It's insane.
Speaking of for Quincy, okay, I have something that's going to blow
your mind. Hey, hang on.
Mind.
She is going to, word is she's going to make a full recovery, that none of them were life-threatening. I just want to make sure that we say that.
That's so also,
very important to mention. Anyway, okay.
That's also crazy, too, because usually generally with, a stabbing.
The stabber really had either really poor aim or not murder intentions.
I don't know.
Anyway, okay, that's
usually
all I'll say
about
that.
Play with knives.
Yeah.
Oh, did you notice though? He looked like
Those eyebrows. I can't even do it. And we're talking, of course, about
the alleged
stabber.
He looked like Kenny Miller. Yeah, the alleged stabber.
Yeah, just like
just like Kenny Miller from We Are the Millers. That's like the best movie.
So,
they're
no
coming
regrets.
Out with a second
this
one.
This guy has regrets for sure.
Yeah. So, but okay. So weird for Quincy. You know, also weird for Quincy is something that somebody brought to my attention, and they're like, how come no one is talking about this, about Quincy? It is called the, it's an organization called MUFON.
MUFON.
Okay.
Is that an acronym?
Yep.
Okay.
For the, now it was the Midwest. Now it's just like the Mutual UFO Network.
Oh.
Okay. So this, amazingly enough, started in Quincy.
Get out.
No. And so this is a.
Do we know the founder?
There are four founders. I have to Wikipedia them.
No big deal.
I was talking about this, though, and some guy knew exactly what I was talking about and, like, just.
Ratted them off.
Yep. So, common knowledge to some, not to all. MUFON is a pseudoscience, though, national organization. It actually might be worldwide at this point. The History Channel, the Discovery Channel has both referenced it. X-Files has referenced it. I know.
Seriously?
Yes. So it's not.
It's a big deal.
Yes. And it started in Quincy. So right now, the person that like brought it to my attention said that they had some stickers. I had some people saying that they knew some of the founders.
Okay. I smell a Club Muddy guest.
Either a Club Muddy or even just Coffee Talk. Come on here. And we can wear our tinfoil hats. And talk about UFO sightings.
Yeah.
Because I don't know. I personally believe it shouldn't be deemed pseudoscience because that's always got to.
Well, I mean, they've admitted or. Yeah. I don't. This is why
well,
I need more information.
There's still people that, are like, no, there's no such thing.
Yeah. Well, now it's gone from one extreme to the other. They're like, oh, they don't exist to now, oh, they still don't exist, but the government is saying they do to cover up something else. So there's like this swing of.
I think it's, I don't know.
It'd of disbelief.
Outside of that, though, we were talking about this earlier, Bob and I, it's kind of closed-minded to think sometimes that you would be the only beings in the universe.
Yeah.
We are in but one galaxy.
The infinite, right?
It is infinite because we don't know how many galaxies there are.
Yeah.
I still think there would be a number.
Also, to think that they're only in the sky and not in the sea, which has also not been totally explored, is pretty wild to me.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I just totally just threw that out there.
But
totally
MUFON.
Yeah. MUFON. Yeah.
MUFON.
I love that name.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wonder if anybody has that as a first name. But anyway, yeah, we should get them on to either Coffee Talk or Club. That would be really, really interesting. Yeah. Who did we talk to before that had a lot of information? Was it Hinkamper? You had a lot of information on the UFOs?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Or whatever we were calling them, the apparatuses.
Yeah.
Apparatusi, whatever that is. Interesting. Yeah. And then Tiff.
Oh, yeah. More Tiff. More Tiff talk.
I didn't mean to say it like that. But.
Listen, you have at least two more weeks of Tiff.
Yeah.
Tiff talk. I know you like talking about.
You know, I kind of
do at this point, don't you?
I kind of do just because I'm anxious to see how it all shakes out at this point. I just want to see something come to fruition, whether it's, you know, we agree on this or it is helpful or look at all this great stuff we're doing. So I can either be proven wrong or I can be right.
I think that you have to check out David's detailed story.
Yep.
That's on our website today. He has two stories out, one covering the rest of city council, and then this one was all about Tiff, which, I mean, it is a very detailed story. There were people, like, objecting, like, why are we... Okay, it was tabled. It was tabled for 2 weeks.
Gotcha.
I should have prefaced that.
No, I think that was the headline. She asked if I read the article. I did read the headline, but I was like, nope, next.
Okay, so tabled for 2 weeks. And some people are very upset about that because I guess they thought they were going to get an answer that day. I guess my question is, like, what's it matter? If there are people that are voting on this that still have questions, why are we pushing this along so fast? Is there projects that we don't know about that, like, need this money and need it now?
Because
again, you can, when you need this money and need it now, yes, you can get it now because they touch and Yeah. One can borrow from the other. So again, I'm not sure why tabling it 2 weeks is so frustrating.
And the purpose for tabling it was to find out how the six parties are going to vote, or right? Or the, like, the stipulations.
How they voted already, I guess. They were, Jeff Bergman was the person that was, he took the floor and kind of asked these questions on, hey, how did this come into fruition in the first place?
Yeah.
Like, was it just one representative of each board, or that, you know, the president or whoever that gave their recommendation, or did each individual, you know, vote on this?
Yeah.
And
he's just trying to learn more.
Yeah.
Really,
and I don't think they knew the answer to his question. So he said, hey, let's table this.
Yeah.
So
I think that's responsible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So 2 more weeks of TIF talk.
TIF talk. And, you know, I mean, hey, I think people need to be aware. It needs to be transparent. We always say that. So regardless of if it's my favorite subject or not, I think it's important that we talk about it until the end.
Yeah.
Until we figure out if it's a good thing or a bad thing for taxpayers, right?
So transparency, space. What else was there?
Library.
Oh, yeah. That was a big one.
Yeah, that's big. So the city budget is, 61 mil now, which has increased quite a bit. I asked the question, where is that money coming from? I would be anxious to know that answer. Of course, taxes. Also, maybe some relief. I don't know for sure, but it would be interesting to see where that comes in. But some of it's getting spent on the library, which if there's anything I think we can all stand behind, it's that.
Well, not necessarily all. Because
not all. No,
was,
no, no, no,
it
no.
was actually proposed that they take the $300,000 away, and that was, I think, I don't know what the vote was, but it was, there were 4 people that voted against it.
To take the to take money from the library?
To stop fund, well, yeah.
Yeah,
and then they said that they wanted to separate that money into each ward. It was $300,000, so give each ward, I think it was like $44,000. Nice math.
Good for you. So half a pothole?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, okay. Exactly.
I just want to make sure I
understand.
For
your books and
For your books and your kids and all the activities they do and the great things they bring to the community. Well, I'm glad that they're getting money.
Kelly Mays was the alderman that kind of spoke up on that, and she's our alderperson, sorry. But anyway,
I get it.
Yeah, whatever. She spoke up against that and said that you know, hey, like, you're kind of comparing, like, what you just said, books to potholes, like, come on. And it's $300,000 to our $61 million budget.
Yeah.
And the library does serve, I don't know, it's a big, it's like one of the few things that we have to offer it from the public.
Well, and let's not forget its importance, because books are important. Learning is important.
Yeah.
And the minute we take that away and say it's not important, what does that tell our kids?
Yeah. So I think Kelly would also be a good person to have on point in time.
We can discuss stacking them up.
I know.
UFOs, right. Libraries.
Yep.
Stabbings and QU.
Yes.
Does that kind of sum it up?
Yes. And TIFF. Yeah. And coffee.
And coffee. Of course, brought to you by EFB, our favorite downtown coffee godfather. Is that what you call it?
The daddy of downtown coffee. They have a little bit of a maze right now. If you log on to their Facebook page, they'll show you all the places that you can park because of the construction going down on 6th Street.
Yeah.
And it's still easy to get there.
Easy peasy.
It's almost kind of fun.
Yeah.
Really. So.
Yeah, I love it. Anyway, cool. All right, I think that does it for today's
Coffee Talk.
Muddy River News. Our home, our news.